This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Colorado bill would require district-based county commissioner elections and offer voters five-member boards. House Bill 26-403, amended to remove ranked choice voting before passing committee, would require district elections for county commissioners and put the question of expanding to five-member boards before voters every 10 years. Correction, March 8, 2026. An earlier version of this article stated that House Bill 26-103 included ranked choice voting as one of two election methods and mandated five county commissioners for counties over 70,000 residents. Those provisions appeared in the introduced version of the bill, but were removed by committee amendments adopted on March 2, before the bill passed committee. The amended bill eliminates ranked choice voting entirely and replaces the five-commissioner mandate with a decennial voter question. Our original reporting relied on the bill summary published on the Colorado General Assembly website and Legiscan, both of which displayed only the introduced version of the bill and did not reflect the committee amendments. We should have obtained and read the amended bill text before publishing. We apologize for the error and thank Representative Bob Marshall for bringing it to our attention. A bill advancing through the Colorado legislature would end at-large county commissioner elections in Colorado's largest counties and give voters the chance to expand their boards from 3 to 5 members every 10 years. House Bill 26-1203, titled Modification of County Commissioner Elections, passed the House State Civic, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee on March 2 by an 8-3 vote, as amended, and now heads to the Committee of the Whole for a floor vote. The bill has 14 sponsors, all Democrats. On what the amended bill does. The bill makes two principal changes to county commissioner elections in counties with populations over 70,000. First, all three commissioner counties over 70,000 must elect their commissioners by district only, ending the current option for at-large elections where all voters in the county vote for all seats. Second, three commissioner counties must put a question to voters in each decennial census year, 2030, 2040, and so on, asking whether the county should expand to five commissioners. If voters approve, they also choose the election method, either five commissioners elected by district or three commissioners by district and two at large. The bill does not mandate five commissioners. It requires that the question be asked. Counties that already have five commissioners must pass a resolution by early 2027, letting voters choose between the two election methods. Home rule counties that already elect more than half their commissioners by district are exempt. Then cuts opposition. Dave Evans, a board member of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, discussed the bill on The Kim Monson Show on March 5, analyzing the introduced version of the bill before the committee amendments were publicly available. Evans said, "The bill never identifies any problem to be solved or any issue being improved." He added that CUT is very concerned with the state legislature's insatiable appetite to control and/or regulate every living thing in Colorado. CUT unanimously opposed House Bill 20-23 when it was introduced. The committee amendments removed ranked choice voting from the bill, but the measure's requirements for district-based elections and the decennial voter question on expanding commissioner boards remain. County concerns. CBS News Colorado reported that Douglas County's board voted 2-1 to oppose the bill. Commissioner George Teal called it a solution in search of a problem and said, "If the people of Douglas County were to come before the board and asked for five commissioners, of course they would put it on the ballot and let the people choose." He said this bill takes away that choice. Representative Bob Marshall, a Democrat and one of the bill's lead sponsors, countered that the bill would give political minorities a voice in county government. Marshall told CBS News Colorado, "The bill is meant to allow a voice for political minorities, regardless of who the political minorities are." Evans identified the 6-3 commissioner counties directly affected by the bill: Boulder, Douglas, Jefferson, Mesa, Larimer, and Pueblo. Adams, Arapahoe, El Paso, and Weld already have five commissioners. Denver and Broomfield, as consolidated city counties, are excluded. And now, Kim's perspective. We got this one wrong, and we owe our audience better. Our original article reported that House Bill 2623 included ranked choice voting. It does not. The committee removed it before the bill passed. We worked from the legislature's published bill summary, which only showed the introduced version, and we should have read the amended text. We thank Representative Bob Marshall for reaching out to set the record straight. The bill still raises real questions about local control. It would require district-based elections and put 5-commissioner expansion before voters every 10 years. Whether the state should tell counties how to run their elections is a legitimate debate, and CUT still opposes this bill. But the facts have to be right first, and ours were not. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.